Christmas, baby.
Sylvia from Woburn, Massachusetts. That's a re-recording, 1988. Original hit was back in 1959. Merry, Merry Christmas, Baby. Destiny's up next. Oh, before that was Ramones from the LP Brain Drain, 1989 on Sire, and Merry Christmas. I don't want to fight tonight. I'm going to leave you off with one of my favorite Christmas songs. Another local one. I think you know this one.
That was just the Dogmatics with Xmas Time. I'm Mellow Max, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford, and now I am handing things off to Mike Newman and Mike Galper.
Okay, so we're going to do this dance now where I move in and Max moves out. It's happening right now.
It sounds like so much fun.
All right. This is live radio, you know, so it's good. All right, so I'm back.
Hello. Are we on now?
Yeah, you're on the air.
Yeah, okay.
How you doing there,
hey there,
Michael J?
Hey, I'm doing great. Hey there, Mega Mike Primo. How are you doing?
Well, it's kind of crazy in here, but it's fun.
I've been listening since you guys started, and it just
sounds like
just an amazing party.
No, it's really good. It's been a lot of fun.
Great fun. Well, first of all, let me wish everybody out in the massive WMFO listening audience worldwide happy Merry Krismuka Wanza.
Okay.
See, I got all of them. I got them all in there.
I'd ask you to do that again, but I really don't want you to.
Okay.
Yeah.
Took some skill.
I put your mic on. Destiny Costa's here, too.
Hi, Michael Galper. How are you?
Hi. Hello, Destiny. How are you?
I'm good. Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah, Kwanzaa, whatever you just said. That was some mad
talent. Don't make him do it again.
Happy Merry Christmas, Kwanzaa.
That was awesome.
So listen, Mike, you actually did call for a reason, didn't you? You have a couple of Christmas songs.
I do have a couple of Christmas songs. Actually, I have one Christmas song and one Hanukkah song. I don't have a Kwanzaa song.
All right.
That's okay. I know. Oh. I've let everybody down. But, it's really funny because I was listening around 9:20, and Adam actually teed up my first song for me perfectly.
Oh.
Because the song that we have that we get teed up is... he mentioned the UK Christmas singles and how all these bands, put them together and they released them in December. And
it's such a big deal there, yeah.
About which one's number one. Well, the song that I've given you is, the band is called Lad Baby.
Because, of course, it was Lad Baby. God.
Lad Baby. Hey, look, hey.
All right.
I didn't pick it. And the band's called Lad Baby. And... since 2018 to 2022, they had the number one Christmas single.
Okay.
That's five consecutive number one Christmas singles, all different songs, five consecutive number one Christmas single. It's never been done before, and it's not really a major band. It's a guy and his wife.
No baby?
And that's it. Well, they got kids. Yeah.
All right.
Okay, they got kids.
He's a lad,
and he's got a couple of babies.
All right.
Anyway.
So that one's called I Love Sausage Rolls.
This one's called I Love Sausage Rolls.
Yeah, I was speaking of Mike Galper loving sausage rolls. I don't love sausage rolls.
I don't either.
He does.
I love sausage rolls.
Yeah. All right.
I love sausage rolls.
So that's the first song. And the other one we know very well, it's by Loudon Wainwright, the third.
That's right.
It's a beauty.
It is a beauty. Yeah, I play it all the time around this time of year. So anyway, a couple of songs that, if you're so inclined, is a guy, and I know him pretty well. He's on Markskin Radio at markskinradio.com, Wednesdays, Fridays, and Saturdays at 4 p.m. And it kind of gives you a taste of some of the stuff that you might hear at that time.
All righty, so we'll start with I Love Sausage Rolls and go right into, beautifully segueing into, I may add, eight nights
Thank
a week.
You.
All right, here we go. We'll be back with Mike and right after this.
I a Bajan savory treat. Yeah, I want meat, yeah, meat.
Sausage roll with gravy.
Are you joking?
Seriously, gravy?
Yes, mate.
Shall I sing you a song about something? Something about which I don't know much. Because I'm a third, a numeral, not a word. Singing of Hanukkah might seem false. Yeah, Irving Berlin wrote White Christmas. God bless America too. Irv had some nerve, he could take a swerve. Pretty good for a short Russian Jew. And it all seems to be about oil. Making eight nights a week from just one. Like the fishes and loaves. So on Tuesday, let's shrove. No, there's not much new under the sun. Hey, I know Hanukkah is the fun one. You got your dreidels, your latkes, and your song. Unlike Yom Kippur, when you zip up your zipper in atonement for all you done wrong. A total wow. Zip that thing, boy.
Fresh halak is yo, yo, yo.
In my lobby they light the menorah. But folks still got to move their parked cars. Surely God intended restrictions suspended. Man-made rules are from Mars. Christmas morning, kids open their presents. Loot piled up under a lit tree. But Jewish kids can't peek for their eight nights a week. That seems less fraud and more fun to me. Hey, shall I sing you a song? Just might be a no go.
All right, Mike, we're back.
That is one.
That was fun.
Two of my favorites.
That was great. Yeah.
So much fun. Well, I have a, by the way, I have a message for Destiny from the big boss. Uh-oh. Who says, he was a little surprised at my selection and thought that you better have something good for yours.
I don't know. We'll see. You know, music is subjective, Michael Gelper. Those songs were fun.
I know that.
Yeah.
I
and your
know
songs
that
were suggestive as well, not surprisingly. No.
All right. Destiny,
yeah,
thing.
Exactly.
All right. So we got Destiny here now, and she's going to do her two songs.
And Michael Gelper and I are in the same family here on Mark Skin Radio. Is that correct, Michael? Yeah. So Michael Gelper is a show. You announced it before. Was it Wednesday, Friday, Saturday, 4 p.m.?
Yep. Wednesday, Friday, Saturday, 4 p.m. If you like those two songs, come join the frivolity. It's a party every time.
It is. 4 right. p.m., Mark Skin Radio. And then I'm on Tuesdays. Yeah.
9 a.m.
9 a.m. 9 a.m. 9 till, well, my computer's destroyed, so we'll to be continued. Well, I'll
that's
be
never
back,
happened
though.
Before.
Never. I know.
All right, Michael Gelper.
Does this mean, Destiny, we get to wake up with you?
I don't know. It depends. Depends on what time you wake up.
This is a fork in the road. We're not going to take that road. We're going to go somewhere else. All right, Michael, I think we've had enough of that. Thank you so much for calling. Happy holidays
all
to
right,
you.
I promise. All right, I told you I'd behave, but oh well.
You did.
I learned to
He's right on the edge. Right on the edge, Gelper.
Yeah.
That's what I do best. All right.
See you, Mike Gelper.
Thanks for letting me. Come on.
All right.
Take care, everyone.
See you
happy
later.
Holidays.
Happy holidays.
Girls.
Bye. All right. So, Destiny.
Yes.
You picked two songs
as
well.
I did. I didn't realize there was homework. So this is classic. Last minute.
Before
we
do it, I want to say hi to our friend Ohan.
Hi, Ohan.
Hey, how are you?
Good. So you're a man about town.
I am these days.
He's the keyboard player, and he arranges shows at Tavern of the End of the World.
Oh, nice.
That's right. Yeah, I play keyboards at the Low Sparks with my friend Kevin Condon and Jason Sakos on drums and Charles Hansen and John Mulrooney in and out. You know, it depends on where we're playing, and you know, we have kind of a varying cast of characters.
Crazy there, but, talented.
Yep. And we play. I also play in a few other bands. I'm also in a band called That's Ben Gardner's Boat. which is a funny name for a band, you know, with a Jaws theme, but we play a lot of classic covers. And also in another band up in the North Shore called the Rose Mountain Band. So I'm getting around these days.
And this is your very first visit here to
WMFO.
This
is my first visit here at the radio station, and thank you for having me.
It won't be your
Welcome.
Last.
Well,
yeah.
Thank you. I'm not going to play anything tonight, but since I was here, Mike, well, you know, it was nice enough of you to have me on the air to tell you a little bit about the Tavern at the End of the World.
Where is that?
So that is...
Where is the End of the World?
It's I suspect it's called the End of the World because it's like just past the boundary of Somerville.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It's
okay.
Technically Charlestown.
I see. Okay.
I believe it's 108 Cambridge Street, Charlestown. It's right outside Sullivan Square. Nice little pub. Great atmosphere. Great people there. They had music there Thursdays through Sundays before the dreaded pandemic. Everything shut down, and it took a while to get back there. But my friend Kevin was instrumental in getting music back in there. He does the bookings, and I help him with that. So we're kind of a tag team on bookings for Sunday shows. They do have
open
music.
Mic.
Yeah, well, I'll get to that. They do also have music on... Thursdays, they have a residency of a reggae band, and that's always a fun time. And there's other things going on. This Saturday, for example, another band that I play in is Trusty Sidekick with the great Tim Carey.
Such great bands.
And we're playing this Saturday with Black and Gray and the Trusty Sidekick this Saturday night at the Tavern at the End of the World.
What kind of music is that?
Oh, geez, how do you describe
it? What could one expect at the end of the world with these shows?
A raucous, fun time.
Awesome.
Yeah, that's good. And then as far as the Sunday shows that I am involved in, getting bands in there, it's not every week. It's tending to be every other week, but it does vary a little bit. We've had weeks off. We've had 3 weeks in a row. But we're kind of sort of locking into an every other week type of schedule. We get a band, either one band or two bands, sometimes three on rare occasions, from 5 to 7-ish. And then I host an open mic from 8 o'clock till whenever. And I really mean when. I think the latest we've gone is like 1 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah. You crazy kids.
Yeah. And it's a lot of fun. There's a lot of great musical talent in the town, as you know. Yeah. A lot of the people that were here tonight, some of them, you know, have been there either in the bands, the featured bands, or at the open mics themselves.
Two nights ago, Sunday, for example, we saw Adam Sherman and Robin Lane singing
with,
together.
With Peter Hoffman. They sounded incredible.
Incredible.
And Randy Black did a solo set opening. Yep. We'll have Randy back with the Heathcroppers probably in a few months. We have the Preservation Kinks Band with Larry Newman that was here
it's
earlier.
Fantastic stuff.
We have other, not this week, but the following week. I believe it's the 29th. We have a couple friends of mine, the Haverty Brothers, and also the Mass Avenirs, who are a local band. That's a country roots sort of string band sort of thing. If you've ever seen Possum, they play at the tavern a lot.
Yes,
and it's
did.
A couple of the guys
they
from Possum.
Great.
Yep, it's a couple of guys from Possum and a couple others. You know, great stuff.
Excellent.
So we'll have them in a few weeks. And then going into the new year, we're going to be, like I said, probably every other week with the bands. But the open mic also goes from 8 o'clock, 8 p.m. on. And it's a singer-songwriter type open mic. It's not a full jam with drums and things like that. We'll talk about maybe changing up the format and, you know, at some point. But right now, you bring a guitar or we have a guitar. I play the keyboards. Charles Hansen is often there. Playing guitar, we're sort of like the house band to back anybody that wants to come up and sing. If we can, you're welcome to sit down and do a solo, either on guitar or keyboard yourself. And it's a lot of fun. It's a great community of regulars that are there and new people. I just met a few people, you know, this past week that were great, and we'll have them back. And it's, you know, support live local music.
So check out the tavern at the end of the world.
It's a great time.
It's a great place to go. You get to meet Ohan if you go there, because he always is there.
Yeah.
You're there now, aren't you? I think you are.
I think I am. If not, I will be soon.
All right, well, thank you for coming in.
Thank you again
for having me. Please don't be a stranger.
Yeah, oh, no, thank you. This is great. It's great to see you.
All right.
Merry Christmas, everyone.
Nice to see you. Merry
Christmas. Nice to meet you.
All righty, Destiny.
Hi, Mike.
So you picked two great Christmas songs.
I tried to, anyway.
Yeah.
And we got to go over the classic Kinks, Father Christmas, 1977, you know.
And after that, you picked one that I don't know.
The Darkness.
But that's an important band to you guys, right?
Huh?
I mean, you've known The Darkness for a long time.
Well, I don't know if I've known them, but yeah.
I remember when you saw them.
We've seen them a bunch.
On stage or something with them or something happened?
My ex-husband, got to carry Justin Hawkins.
That's right.
Justin Hawkins will always sit on the shoulders of someone and do a big solo and walk through the whole crowd. And
so Rich did
there was
that.
A point when they were really big in the early 2000s, right? And then they kind of fell by the wayside, and they made a huge comeback around, 2010 to 11, 12, whatever. And they, we were sort of in contact, sort of, not really talking, but anyway, we've met them a couple times and Rich was able to be the guy that carried Justin around
good.
The crowd. It was great. It was a really good time. Really cool people. Sure. And, so that's their Christmas song is Don't Let the Bells End. And, you know, they're always suggestive and a little raunchy, but, so Father Christmas.
All right, we'll play that first.
Yeah, why not?
Then we'll go into the darkness.
Yeah, we got to go
then we'll
into
come
the,
out of
those
the darkness.
70s. We'll go into the... We're going to talk about Father Christmas, you know. Give me your money.
Hey, let's let the professionals do it.
Yeah. You don't want me to do it?
No.
Come on. I'm, you know.
All right.
Preservation would do that when we had shows around Christmas.
So, the Kinks.
All right.
Going back to the Kinks, 1977.
All right, so we'll play the Kinks, play the darkness, and then we'll be back right after this at WMFO.
Happy holidays.
But if you've got one, I have a machine gun, so I can scare Turn it!
right, that was just The Darkness with Christmas Time, Don't Let the Bells End. Destiny, it's been nice seeing you.
It's great to see you, Mellow Max.
Yeah.
It's been a while.
It has been a long while.
Yeah, when I was doing Mikey D once a month, mm-hmm. and I miss that very much. Well, you're doing a fantastic job.
Thank you. I've really loved being a part of that and, you know, bringing more of the local scene into these hallowed halls.
Yes, absolutely. Yes. Absolutely. It's been great to be here. Happy holidays, everybody. Merry Christmas. Happy Hanukkah. Yes, all the good things. And bye.
Bye.
I guess I'm leaving. Yeah, well, it's so disorganized. No, I don't know what's happening, man. I'm freaking out a little bit. Well, no.
I know what's happening.
What am I supposed to do?
And we're going to play another song about Father Christmas. This
Father
is Emerson,
Christmas.
Lake, and Palmer's I Believe
right.
in Father Christmas.
I need some help. No.
They said there'll be snow at Christmas. They said there'll be peace on earth. But instead it just kept on raining, a veil of tears for the virgin birth. I remember one Christmas morning, a winter's light and a distant choir, and the peal of a bell and that Christmas tree smell, and eyes full of tinsel and fire. They sold me a dream of Christmas. They sold me a silent night. They told me a fairy story, till I believed in the Israelite. And I believed in Father Christmas. I looked to the sky with excited eyes. Then I woke with a yawn in the first light of dawn, and I saw him through his disguise. Christmas. I wish you a brave new year. All anguish, pain, and sadness, leave your heart and let your road be clear. They said there'd be snow at Christmas. They said there'd be peace on earth. Hallelujah, Noel, be it heaven or hell, the Christmas we get we deserve.
And now I am here with Galaxy Cakes Holly and Kristen. How's it going?
Hey, Max. Hey. How's it going?
It's going. How have you enjoyed WMFO's holiday hang?
It was incredible.
Yeah?
We got to sing some backing vocals.
Tambourine.
Egg shaker.
Love
and
it.
Hanging out with all the famous
rock stars.
Yes, all the local heroes.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yes. And so why don't you tell me a little bit about your band? How long have you guys been playing together? What kind of music do you make?
Want me to go? I'll go. Yeah. So we've been together. We actually started pre-COVID, but we really didn't play any shows or anything until after the pandemic was over. Our sound is kind of interesting. It's sort of a little garagey, a little psychedelic, a little punk. Interesting. Yeah. So, and we have a flute. Our lead singer plays flute and sings. So the flute tends to play, like we have flute solos instead of guitar solos, essentially, which is kind of unique. So I'd say we have a pretty interesting sound. Definitely no one else is sounds like us, which is what we want to do.
Do you have any influences that come to mind?
The band or me personally?
The band, you personally. Either both.
Yeah. Well, I mean, Paul McCartney is a massive influence on my bass playing. He plays a very melodic bass, and I try to do that. Of course, I'm not as good as Paul McCartney, not even close. And he plays with a pick, and I play with my fingers. But
he was in a band that's, you know, bigger than Jesus. So
Lennon said, at least.
Yeah.
But as a band, our influences, what's our influences, Kristen?
Like the Pixies.
Yeah, Pixies. We actually do a Pixie cover, which we, you know, we enjoy doing. And let's see. I'd say like punk rock bands a lot. You know, I never thought about who our influences are as a band.
I'm a big fan of flute rock, so when I heard that, I was like, "Ooh,
well,
like
you know
who?"
It's not really flute rock. It's a lot. People compare us to like Jethro Tull, and it's nothing like Jethro Tull because that's kind of proggy, and we're not really prog. Our songs are only, you know, 2.5 to 3 minutes long.
Sure.
So, I like to think we have a pretty interesting sound with the flute and, you know, my melodic bass, Molly, our guitar players, kind of plays a, you know, a grinded out guitar, and Meredith has sort of a quirky, her favorite singer is Bjork, so she sort of emulates Bjork a little bit, not quite perfect, she doesn't sound like Bjork, but that's an influence of hers. So, and Kristen, who's your influence? She's not saying anything. Huh? Kristen's a very solid drummer. Keeps the band going. You know, she's very steady, and she's improved tremendously over the past couple of years. So.
Thanks,
Hal. Sure. No problem, Kristen.
Well,
So we just actually had an EP come out. And
yes, we did.
At the Midway. It was great. We had a really fun show. And our EP is called The Void Above and the Bog Below.
It's kind of a psychedelic, interesting title.
And every song is different. And it's really, one's about the MBTA and how it can be challenging.
Hey, no more speed restrictions, at least on the red line. I know that.
You know what? That's amazing.
It is. I forgot that it went that fast.
Yes.
It is different.
I'm not doing it now, but I used to take the blue and the red, and it used to take me 15 minutes to get to work, and it got up to an hour and 20, and I had to stop. I started driving because it was just getting ridiculous. Anyway, so yeah, we have a little song about the MBTA. We have a song about mushrooms.
Yes.
Mushroom Eyes is the name of it. Mm-hmm. We have a song about a rainy day. What else we have? Oh, we have a song about Scrappy Street, which is kind of a nickname of the street that Meredith, our lead singer and flautist, lives on. So, yeah, it's an interesting bunch of songs for sure.
We have some new ones coming out that we're going to be in the studio and creating more songs for the wintertime.
Yeah, we have about, how many originals do we have? 6 originals right now, 7? And so we're going to write a whole new bunch of songs, so hopefully we can record them, hopefully in this coming year. And what was I going to say? You can check out our album on Spotify, Apple, any of the streaming sites, I think, have it. Apple Music, Spotify, Amazon Music. It's on Bandcamp. And that's always the best for the band getting some money. So, especially on Bandcamp Fridays. When do those happen? When's Bandcamp Fridays? It's the first Friday of every month. Thank you, Kristen. Kristen Eck over there.
Yes.
You get all the money on those days. So, yeah. So, check us out on those on your streaming service. Look up Galaxy Cake. The band. There's a song called Galaxy Cake out there, which we knew nothing about. But don't look at the song. You want to look for the band Galaxy Cake.
It sounds both sweet and out of this world.
Exactly, nice. Max. That's it.
I get it.
Wait
I get
a second.
It.
Write that down, that Kristen. Awesome. Sweet. And I think you just got our tagline.
Well, awesome. I'm looking forward to listening to it later.
Yeah,
it sounds
definitely.
Really cool.
Thank you.
Do you have any shows coming up?
Right now, we don't because Kristen, the drummer right yes. next to me here, had a hand surgery. And how long are you out for? Until March, is it? Yeah, she can't mm-hmm. play until March. So right now in practices, rehearsals, she's playing with one hand. And last night she's like the drummer from what's the
from
band? What's the band from the 80s?
Oh,
Def Leppard. That's Leppard. Yeah. Def Leppard was the one-hand drummer, one-arm drummer. And the other day. I forgot she had one arm, and I'm like, we start playing. I'm like, Kristen, what is Kristen doing? And then I look over. Oh yeah, she's only playing one arm.
It challenges them to be, they hear things a little differently.
For sure. Yeah, you gotta either play twice as fast, or, they gotta just pretend that every other beat's there.
Exactly.
Yeah. All right. Well, it's been great talking with you. And
thank you
since
so much, Max.
You did mention Jethro Tull. I have. Jethro Tull album set nice. Up already.
And also there's a lot more flute based rock and roll than you think out there. Like now that I'm conscious of it, I listen all the time. I'm like, oh, there's a flute in that song, there's a flute in that song. So it's a lot more than Jethro Tull was.
Yes. And
Kristen just hit
WMFO
me.
WMFO is awesome. We appreciate you guys. Thank you so much
yes,
for the
thank
holiday
you.
Show. It was awesome. Well done.
Excellent.
Woo.
Thanks, Max.
Absolutely.
Okay.
All right, here's Jethro Tull.
Yeah.
Bring out dreams, all spirits.
right. That was just Ring Out Solstice Bells by Jethro Tull from the album Songs from the Wood. And now a quick PSA. If you're under the influence of anything, never even think about getting behind the wheel of a car and driving. People die that way. A public service message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. And now I am here with Larry Newman. How's it going?
All right. How are you?
Good. Good. You made a great point earlier this evening when you said something about are your headphones not headphoning, or are you just tangled?
Oh, I didn't put them on. It's like having glasses on your head. Oi!
I saw them around your neck and figured that they weren't working. But
there we go.
Okay. Good. Phew.
Like, where are my glasses? Oh,
all right. I'm for blunted. Okay.
Yes. And on that note, you made a great point about Jews and great Christmas songs.
Yeah.
So would you like to play one? Have you already played your Christmas song?
I've played my Christmas song.
Okay. Would you like to play another song?
But I'll play one that relates to your PSA. I was going to play my motorcycle song, but I'll play this song. So I wasn't always the fine, upstanding citizen that you sit here and see. In fact, the state of Massachusetts decided 3 different times to give me a bed and breakfast for $25 in one of their jails after pulling me off the road. Oh, look who's here! It's my friends! So this is about my second drunk driving charge, where I was riding past Harvard Stadium. And it was the MDC police, now the state police, on those roads. And I was following a young female back to her house in Arlington, and she happened to change lanes really quickly, and I followed her. But being the drunk I was back then, I didn't repair the taillight that was out in the rear. And so it appeared that I did not signal. And the police officer came over to the car, and he asked me if I had been drinking. And, of course, I gave him the standard answer. I've had a couple. And he says, would you please step out of the vehicle? And I said, yes. And as I stepped out of the vehicle, several little Jack Daniels nip bottles fell out of my pocket. And he looked at me, and he said, I think we know which way this is going. And there it was. So this is called Drunk Driving Blues. Spot those blue flags. Next thing I knew, police be reading me my rights. I'm gonna play one. Guess I never made bail. Yeah.
Woo. Yeah.
Thank you. Well, that's it. That's the story, and I'm sticking to it.
And it's a good story.
Fortunately, that has not happened in over 33 years.
Good to hear. You know what? I don't think that PSA had been printed 33 years ago. So
yeah. So buyer beware, and as they say, drink responsibly.
Yes, certainly.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well,
this has been a great evening. I love the chance to always come up here. I've been on Mike Newman's program several times, and he's WMFO has always been very gracious about helping promote local shows and local music, which is just so important today. So.
Absolutely.
Thanks a lot. Thanks to you.
My pleasure. And if you're looking for more local music, it's not Christmas related, but tomorrow night on the town with Mikey D, yeah. 3 hours of local music. There's going to be a great band called Super Pink playing, and that's going to be at 10:30 live band performance. And I'm going to have a singer-songwriter on my show tomorrow night at 8 p.m. by the name of Nick Prato. So that's going to be great. Tune in. And we've got a couple more songs for you tonight. Thank you, Larry. Where can, if people liked your music, where can they find you?
You're talking about either, look me on?
Yeah, where can they look you
if
up?
If you look at Larry Newman, artist, on Bandcamp, Larry Newman from Kittery, Maine, you will see a bunch of things that you can listen to. And if you want to download them, I give half the proceeds to animal charities in my local area.
Excellent.
So, yeah. So, it's great. You can find that song there. You can find my coronavirus blues that I played earlier there. There's a whole bunch of other stuff. But I'm going to be playing on the 29th. There's a show at Jungle. I play bass with Captain Easy Chord. And so it's going to be Captain Easy Chord, Captain and Schlemiel, Butterscott, and there's a fourth. I think Leon Rich is also going to be doing a set. So it's going to be a big Christmas show there at Jungle that night. I think it's a Sunday night.
Fantastic.
So, yeah.
All right. Well.
All right. Thank you.
Yes, we'll be looking forward to that. And I think, well, Kristen, you've already said that you've been on air enough times tonight.
Right, yeah.
But you're on air again, so.
Yeah, they tried to kick me out, and then I snuck away to the bathroom and hid. And I'm still here. Hi.
That sounds like my first time in the radio station, too.
Right. I'm not leaving.
No. Oh, it's too cool in here. Why would you ever want to?
No, I know. Absolutely. Yeah. This reminds me of my old college radio station.
Yeah?
Down on the Cape. This is classic college radio here.
Oh, yeah. Writing all over the walls.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Stickers everywhere. Walls of vinyl records. Mm-hmm. I mean, who could resist a place like this?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, yeah. And I feel like every time I look at these walls, there's a new gem of wisdom on them. I learned more reading these walls than I did in class.
Exactly.
And on that, we've got one last song. This is from Galaxy Cake, who I spoke with earlier in the night. And then we'll be signing off with the WMFO holiday party. And did you have something to say?
I just want to thank everybody for participating in the holiday hang and all the DJs and all the musicians. And join us again. And in the spring, we do Live Day. So thank you, everybody. This is Michael Scott Stewart signing out.
All right. And with that, this is Mellow Max on 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford, wrapping things up with Galaxy Cake's track called Mushroom Eyes.